Oh, hello. Is this thing on? Yes, I guess it is.
Well, I have to record a voiceover, but I have a problem. And the problem is that I'm in a noisy environment.
As you can hear, all sorts of things are going on, both inside and outside the room. This is a tap. Now, let's assume that I could not record in a clean environment, despite the fact that I've got perfectly good working microphones downstairs. And let's assume that we need some noise to demonstrate what we're going to talk about in a minute. We're going to talk about podcast.adobe.com/enhance.
And what that does is clear up, using AI, background noise from your voice recordings.
Now, of course, this recording is stereo, but it doesn't need to be, nor does it matter in the slightest. It will get collapsed tomorrow. Oh, there's a good train sound out there.
So we can use this, until it goes away, to demonstrate the fact that I'm bouncing between the clean signal
and the noisy signal. It's good, huh? So it just so happens that I need to record in this loud environment with this fan on.
Now, why would I need to do that? I have no idea, but just go with the flow. I'm bouncing between
this sound with the fan on, as you can hear now,
and this not sound with the fan on that you might be able to hear gently in the background. Now, I'm voicing this, of course, not having done any of this testing yet. I've tested with plenty of other content so far, so I know what it should sound like, but I could be wrong. Now, normally with audio like this, what you hear in the background is a little bit of the previous audio, but mostly focused on my voice. So let's see how well my estimate or guesstimate is going to stand up, or may actually do the final testing. I have both of these files side by side in Logic, and I can bounce between them, as you hear. Well, should be hearing by the time you hear it. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't done it.
But this is a good way, for free, to use a very cool tool. It's not Clarity VX, it's not Isotope RX. It's doing something kind of different that I kind of like. It doesn't mean that you can't run your audio through Clarity VX first, or Isotope RX if you wish,
but this can just aid in ways that that kind of can't. It almost regenerates and recreates your voice from scratch in a way that is different than anything else I've used. Interesting.
Were you just in the cupboard?
Kind of.
You want to make an editor, I think, with the
coin column.